Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Oh, he's real. Dante Whitney, you see him before and after all 49ers games, NBC Sports Bay Area, and, of course, former hard-hitting 49ers. Safety in Dante, 10 penalties, 3 turnovers, the roughing, the fake punt, the fumbled kick. Just too many mistakes to win in Seattle, huh?
Yeah, too many mistakes. You knew it was going to be tough, especially with, you know, playing a divisional foe. You're playing a wounded duck. They have nothing to lose. You know, and they outplayed the 49ers yesterday, and, you know, they had every opportunity to win that game. Just too many mistakes all around, and you can't have that moving forward. You need intentional focus for 4 quarters and nothing less, and there was a letdown yesterday from the 49ers team overall.
Yeah, and the offense and the special teams were a big part of it, but the defense, even though they forced a lot of turnovers, a lot of sloppiness with the late hits in the game, give me your thoughts on each of them, because I thought in their own way they were, you know, most debilitating. I thought their drive right before halftime flipped the game. Arden Key gets one, kind of launched his way into the grill of Russell Wilson. Charles Omenihue got one later, both high hits, arguably late. And then Dante Johnson, who otherwise played a great game, had a fumble recovery. They don't throw his way, but a big third down stop. Again, you know, he leads with the helmet and tags the tight end Everett. So do you think they were all worthy of being flagged? How did you see those three really debilitating personal fouls on the defense, Dante?
I think one out of the three was worthy of the penalty. I think when Arden Key launched himself in the air like that, that was just an idiotic play. You can't do that to any player on the football field, let alone a quarterback. Omenihue, I thought that his was, a ticky-tack one. Dante Johnson was ticky-tack. If you know him, I don't think he was intentionally trying to use the crown of his helmet. So it's difficult, especially when you leave it up to the refs and you put it in their hand. You don't control the outcome. With better play, you don't really have to deal with the refs controlling the game. So I think one out of the three was warranted.
Dante Whitner joining us, 30-23. The 49ers lose in Seattle. Obviously, the Emmanuel Mosley injury was huge because they started targeting Lenore, especially on the 33-yarder right before the half, to DK Metcalf, and then Dante Johnson had to come in. But what do you think of the injury and how it affected yesterday's game? But now you got Cincinnati coming up this weekend, and that's going to be tough if he's not playing.
Yeah, Emmanuel Mosley is their best corner. He's been reliable. I don't think he's given up a touchdown this season. But to go back to Leonora coming into the game, I think that was, a 3rd and 15 when they gave up that 33-yard ball that went for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You can't invite that throw as a defensive coordinator. There's no reason to be in single high right there. There's no reason to have a rookie lined on one of their best receivers, the most physically imposing receiver in the league. So I don't give that to Leonora. I give that to the defensive coordinator. Put some help over the top. Go to a two-man spy. Put somebody in the middle. Just in case Russell Wilson decided to pull the ball down and run it. So that one there is on the defensive coordinator. But I think moving forward, they have T. Higgins over there, who I think had a phenomenal game this past week. I think 9 catches, 439 yards. And they have Lamar Chase, who is arguably playing like one of the best rookies that have been drafted in the last decade. So they're going to have their hands full. But what I didn't like is I didn't like the play of Josh Norman again, setting the edge on the goal line. There's no reason for you to get nosy and get into going to the interior gaps. Just stay outside, turn the ball back to the defense. Maybe you can hold them for 3 down there. That was just surrendering a touchdown. And then the slant on 3rd down. There's been multiple times this year where Josh Norman has been one-on-1 on the backside, 4-by-1 away from him. How about you just take inside leverage and take the slant away? It's the 3rd time you've been beat this year on the same route. If I can see it, I know that the defense can see it, and you know it. And there's multiple times where they're just giving up big plays because of technique and lack of focus. So everything that they want is right in front of them. But if they don't play with the focus and the intention that it takes to win each and every game, then you might be limping into the playoffs if you make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear you on Josh. And, you know, when Mosley went out, that was a major problem. And a rookie is going to get targeted. That's just the way it's going to be. You're going to have to help him. And Diamador gave it up a little bit. But when they made the change at halftime, they brought in the veteran, Dante Johnson. It stopped. They did not throw Dante's way at all. They went at Josh Norman. And I think you have to take a key from the opponents and what they think, especially a team in your own division. They went at Josh Norman. Now, a lot of that is because of where DK lines up as the boundary X, which hash the ball is on. But it seems like teams have been targeting him, and he's made, you know, the Norman knockout with the punch, the peanut punch, but they're going at him. If Emmanuel Mosley is healthy, should Dante Whitner start on the other side, and should they not play Josh Norman?
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Yes, I think that Dante Johnson should be the starter opposite Emmanuel Mosley if he plays. Dante Johnson, in the first game, I think he had almost a game-changing sack where Russell Wilson was able to evade him and throw a touchdown. But every time he comes in the game, he's a viable. He doesn't give up the big play. He's interchangeable. He can move inside, play the nickel. He can play outside, but he doesn't give up the balls that Josh Norman are giving up. Josh Norman is a shell of himself right now, and that's why they're attacking him on the weekly. If it's not to pass interference, it's bad technique. It's bad eyes. It's grabbing. It's holding on to guys. It's the penalties. You're a veteran. You're supposed to add a veteran presence and be a compliment to the guys out there, not a detriment to the team in the secondary. So if they're healthy, Emmanuel Mosley is healthy, I think Dante Johnson deserves a chance to start.
Of course, talking to Dante Whitner, our Monday conversation is the 49ers lose in Seattle 30-23. In regards to special teams and the 73-yard fake, everybody today after the fact is like, well, they should have known. What was your opinion on it? And my thought is that, look, if you give up 8-10 yards, okay, but if you give up 73, then there's a major problem. What did you see?
Well, there's multiple components to it, and it's the second consecutive week where Richard Hightower, love him to death, he's been out coached in a special teams unit. And you don't want to ever be that third of the team that helps in the loss department. So, he was out coached this game. And going into a game, people are going to say, yeah, you should have known. This is a wounded duck. But anytime you play a team that really has nothing to lose, you have to think that they're going to go with some type of fake. You have to think that they're going to challenge your rules and regulations. So, yeah, I would say that he's going to have to step it up. And the week before, they allowed a kickoff return for a touchdown. So now you have people looking at you and other teams saying, hey, we know that we can get a big play on this team in the special teams department. So they're going to have to shore that up because they're adding to the losses.
Yeah, the one against Minnesota was Mitch Wisnowski was supposed to touch that ball back, and he just was unable to do it. And they wound up, you know, Robbie and Mitch alternated kickoffs yesterday. The one yesterday, and I haven't heard from Seattle's side of it because, you know, they lost and a little down. But I want to go back and read what Travis Homer said to the media after, or Larry Izzo, their coordinator, or Coach Carroll. It almost seemed to me as though that may have been a check, Dante, because the 49ers, and I call it double vice. Different coordinators have different terminology for it. But the 49ers doubled both of their gunners. They had a jammer on each side. They were going for a return. And when you do that and you show that early, a lot of times special teams, especially a personal protector like Homer, who's so good, he can call an audible and just tell the long snapper, Tyler Ott, to snap him the ball directly. So I wonder if they checked based on the way the 49ers went to that double vice on that play, Dante.
Yeah, they did. And if they would have had the defense out there, they probably would have checked out of it and just punted the ball. And a lot of times when I was in those special teams meetings, there would be automatic checks like that. And when you have double vice on the outside, you have one returner, that's five guys. So it means you have six in the line of scrimmage, which you have seven blockers. You have one punter, you have two on the outside, you have seven guys on the interior. And if you can capture that edge, a lot of times teams will check to that. And then it was Brandon Ayuk. He had a phenomenal game catching the football. I thought that he was there for the team when they needed him. But at some point, when you see that Homer is running with the football, you have to do everything you can to get him on the ground. I didn't like the angle. I think he should have forced him more to the sideline, forced him out of bounds. But that's hearsay. That'll be something that they have to correct going forward. But it was a huge play in the game. It was a momentum shift, and it contributed to the loss.
I'm trying to think because Takeo posted a video and you and Joe were singing. What song were you guys singing? I forgot, in studio. It was good.
Well, we were singing yesterday. Oh. I think we sang like three of them yesterday. I don't remember. I don't know which one he actually posted. It might have been Mariah Carey.
That's what it was. You guys were singing Christmas songs.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You.
That was it. You were singing Christmas songs.
That?
Oh, it was good, man. Well, you guys are rocking. Maybe that's what we'll play for Joe today to kick
Let's
off the good Christmas season.
Give it
you
to
guys
me,
are rocking, man. You guys sounded good.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
It was awesome, man. It was awesome. We like to get the vibes right in the studio before we go on. And yesterday was Motown Christmas, and it was Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah. It was solid. That's what it was. It was Mariah Carey, and it was Motown. It was good, man. Hey,
yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you guys had a great. Hey, as always, great insight. We appreciate the honesty, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Talk to you guys next week.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.